while snorkeling in the Great Barrier Reef. Blue, clear water, magnificent coral, beautiful fish.
How about cloudy water and dying coral? And you have to look pretty hard to spot a fish anywhere.
Nobody would want to go snorkeling in waters like you just described.
Well, we may face more problems than disappointing snorkeling vacations if we keep harming the coral reefs of the world.
Like the loss of 1/4 of all marine animals and plants?
That and more. One example of a way we're destroying coral reefs around the world is farming near reef coastlines. In the Great Barrier Reef off Australia, for instance, scientists studied changes in the composition of coral over time and compared that to logs recording the local flood history. Barium, a metal rich in terrestrial soil but usually low in seawater, began to rise soon after Europeans settled the area in 1862.
You mean that after the settlers moved in and tilled the land for farming, from then on, when a nearby river flooded, it washed loose soil into the reefs?
Exactly. These sediments cloud the water, blocking out sunlight that's necessary to the coral's growth. In fact, when sedimentation runoff is extremely bad, it can smother the coral and kill it. Sedimentation can also introduce nutrients that lead to excess growth of green algae, which can compete with the corals for space, impeding their growth and survival.
And sedimentation is just one way we're harming coral?
Yes, and if we don't take action, marine scientists predict that the majority of the coral reefs of the world will be destroyed in just 40 years.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross with help from Brian Helmut at the University of South Carolina. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.